Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I've got a seismic day for pop.
And I've got Transylvania mania.
Date Fight!
Hello there. Welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take great things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And together we are searching for filth to titillate Lizzie Roper with.
Yeah!
Funny you should say that. My veg garden's coming on
stream.
Tell
us about your veg garden, darling.
Well, I'll tell you this much for nothing.
You've been poking around in it.
After this, I'm going to go and pull my onions. And then this week, I will be pulling my spuds. No mistake.
I'm pulling mine now, darling.
6th
of July.
The Duchess potatoes.
Yes. Lovely to meet you.
My King George's. On the 6th of July.
Seed potatoes.
What, is that the dirtiest potato?
It's got eyes.
Maris Piper.
Don't.
Pipe in my Maris. 6th of July, 1437. George Lepesh was Bishop of Transylvania, and he hadn't bothered collecting tithes from all the people who owed him tithes for a long time because the currency was so devalued he just hadn't bothered. It wasn't worth even collecting the money because the money was worth nothing. Then in 1437, they issued a new currency, and suddenly money was worth something. So he went round to all the peasants and said, oh, you owe me tithes for every year I haven't collected it, and backdated it for many, many years. So essentially wanted a whole year's income off everyone, and they went, no, we won't pay that because that's a terrible idea. Also, we don't have that money. And so the peasants ran away. They all ran off their land to go and live somewhere else.
In those days.
Yeah, you could just run away. Nobles took their... Well, you weren't allowed to.
There were places.
Take note, HMRC, or we may well do the same thing.
Yeah, we will run away to another part of Transylvania.
Yeah.
So George called up his brother Roland Lepes, and they got together and they tried to kill all the peasants who were assembling on a nearby mountain. Poor old Roland. Mm. He tried to attack, but the peasants fought them off. They repelled the first attack, to which point the bishop said, okay, no, fair enough. Let's all have some sort of compromise at Colors Monastir Abbey, which is what they did on the 6th of July, 1437. They got together and the bishop and his brother said, no, it's fine. You know what? We will half the amount of tithe. We will abolish certain taxes. You can have free movement and you can come together once a year to make sure we're doing it all properly, as long as you all go home now. But unfortunately for them, the peasants had read what happened in 1399 at the English Peasants' Revolt when they went to see the king, and the king said, no, I'll sort you out, that's fine, and then had everyone killed. So rather than going home, the peasants all stayed together, and they kept having more battles and more agreements in the same abbey, and eventually there was a huge siege, and the peasants got killed. But on the 6th of July, 1437, it looked like they could all come to a happy agreement until the peasants went, no, we're wise to your antics, and we will... we don't want anything to do with them. Oh, the peasants wanted to go back to the days of good King Stephen, because in the Middle Ages it was common to think, back in the olden days, things were much better. Like when there was King Arthur
attitude.
Or King Stephen, and and everyone was free and happy, and they were good kings. Now we've got the bad kings. Rather than thinking maybe the whole idea of kings is a bad one, they prefer to think they just got lumped with bad kings the whole time.
Has there been a bad King Stephen? I feel like it's just one of those names.
There has. We had Stephen and Matilda.
Oh, yeah.
1150s.
What did he do then?
So much for that theory.
Yeah, he tried to take the throne from Matilda. She wasn't having
any. Oh, yeah. Put your hands off.
Yeah. You put her in a tower. She escaped across the moat when it was frozen.
Are you sure this wasn't a Disney film?
It may have been. A lot of what's in my head is probably stuff on detritus from Disney films.
Oh, have you two been pumped full of Disney Plus on lockdown? Because you've got kids, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Hamilton yet?
I saw it live. No. I haven't seen it on the...
Oh, there we go.
Do you remember theatres?
What?
Yeah. There was this thing called the theatre, well, and they'd put... Oh, it was amazing. You could actually smell the actors.
Yeah.
Pubs first, Lizzie. Come on.
I'm so terribly sorry. Yes, of course.
Once again, thanks to our patrons for being such good patrons of the arts and keeping us all going in these times of trouble.
Absolutely.
Lizzie, how can people support your career?
Oh, they can't. Okay. They can come and help me pull my spuds, but that's about it, really.
If you would like to help...
No.
What have you got, Jake?
Right, well, I have got the 6th of July 1957, and Bambi goes into the woods. No, I'm sorry, it's not Disney Plus. It's a seismic moment because John Lennon and the good one, Paul McCartney, meet for the first time as teenagers at Walton Fete.
Oh, in the church graveyard. I've stood in that church graveyard. I used to live near that church graveyard.
I feel like you probably done a wee in it, did you?
I done a wee and a little bit of a... No, I didn't. I didn't! How dare you?
I saw more of a...
I didn't even fart.
That is respectful in my book.
Yeah.
It was obviously a seismic moment for pop. John Lennon, of course, campaigned tirelessly for peace and self-confessedly would beat, quote, any woman and his own child when Julian displayed poor table manners, all the while strewing the family home with drugs paraphernalia. Julian later stated that Paul McCartney was more of a father to him than his real father. And obviously he was, in his Imagine song, Imagine No Possessions, Imagine No Religion. Of course, he dabbled with lots of religions, but also possessions-wise.
Yeah,
let's quote the Elton John parody of Imagine that he sent to John Lennon, which is actually very good. He said, Elton John said, the various apartments they owned in the Dakota... That's a New York City apartment block, I think. Yeah. We're so full of priceless artworks, antiques and clothes that I once sent them a card rewriting the lyrics to Imagine. Imagine six apartments. It isn't hard to do. One is full of fur coats. Another's full of shoes. So...
Shoes feels like the least funny way you could have ended that line.
I've been bending.
So, surprisingly, I find myself... admiring Elton John.
Wow.
So, there we go.
It's a sad day, isn't it? But to be fair to John Lennon, when he was trying to get Julian to eat his dinner, he wouldn't eat his peas. He was saying, all I'm saying is give peas a chance,
Julian. Eat a peas, Julian. Sorry, I dropped your joke. Do you want to get this again,
please? No, really. It wasn't worth repeating. It wasn't worth thinking. It wasn't worth saying. It wasn't worth repeating. I can only apologise. No.
Me too, for my rudeness. Now, let's do the birthdays and the death days.
Sorry, carry on.
Happy birthday to William Hooker. He was a botanist who wrote a book about Iceland and was on his way back from Iceland and he lost all of his notes and specimens, so no one ever knew if what he wrote was the truth. He just went, oh, you know what Iceland was like? Yeah. He also collected succulents. William Hooker, collector of succulents. Happy birthday to Princess Victoria. She was a daughter of Edward VIII and she was a sister of George V. She had many suitors, but her mother didn't want her to get married because she would rather she looked after her whole life, so she did. After her mother died in 1925, she moved to Coppers Iver in Buckinghamshire, where she became the president of the Iver Horticultural Society, but suffered from neuralgia, migraines, indigestion, depression, colds and influenza. Happy birthday to Susanna Mushet Jones, who lived 116 years. She was the longest living American who was born in the 19th century. She'd become a teacher in the 1920s, moved to New York during the Harlem Renaissance, had set up scholarships for African-American students at her school, retired in 1965, and still had more than another 50 years to go. That's Susanna Mushet Jones. Well done, her. Happy death day to Guy de Maupassant, the French short story writer who, whatever you're led to understand as a teenager, did not write dirty bits in their books. You can spend hours looking for them and there's nothing.
And you have,
very unrewarding.
Nothing. It's mainly train carriages and ankles. Jesus.
You know, we should do like, you know, like the York notes accompanying Shakespeare. We should do like
pages you have to flick to.
The pork notes. Yeah, yeah.
Happy death day to an Iron Bevan. He introduced the NHS, but he was also at the same time Minister for Housing and built 850,000 homes whilst he was Minister for Housing.
What?
Harold Macmillan followed him by building 900,000, but he did it by lowering the standards. Iron Bevan built all those council houses, but they had to be bigger than the ones that replaced them, and they all had to have gardens, whereas Harold Macmillan just said, throw up tower blocks, and there are now no building standards. Happy death day to Hilda Tarber, the Estonian educational theorist who thinks that teachers should not be lecturers but should are merely there to guide the thought processes of their class. Her theories were very popular in the 1970s and 80s, so we probably benefited from having teachers who weren't complete monsters, but now they've fallen out of favour because Michael Gove's in charge. Oh. And that's the birthdays and the death days.
Oh. All of which leads us to judgment time. Mm. Lizzie Roper, so to do.
I'm still reeling from the fact that Iron Bevan built 150,000 houses. So it is possible.
Yeah.
850,000 houses.
Yeah, in 4 years.
Ooh. And throw up a national health service
and
at the same time.
And do a national health service at the same time. He was busy.
Ooh. Right, okay. So, Nathaniel Tapley, a very strong start, Nathaniel Tapley, with George Lepesh from Transylvania. Unfortunately, I am going to have to deduct 1 point because you didn't mention Dracula.
I didn't fail to do that. He got it in the neck.
closely followed.
Oh, he was bleeding them dry. He was bleeding them dry.
That's it's very late. Good, but it's too late it's now. Too late. They think it's all over. I'm a football.
Does transfusion come from vampires? Is it like Transylvania?
No.
Oh, okay.
Trans is just a cross.
No, I know. I'm
here
being
we go.
Stupid.
So then
fun.
We have.
I wanted to play. You were all doing jokes, and I'm sitting there like a.
Yes, as usual. Jake Yap, bringing up the rear like a disabled pantomime horse.
Like Elton
with,
John.
With John Lennon. But
wonderful
I am going
Dave.
To have to deduct 1 point because you didn't mention Dracula.
wait till tomorrow, guys.
Points coming out of you, whatnot. What are we? Oh, but you know what was good? Elton John was very good, wasn't he? Wasn't he good,
was
boys and girls?
Good.
Oh, would we like to see a little bit more of little Elton John, boys and girls?
Yes,
oh, here he comes. It's little Elton John.
David!
Come on!
David! David! David.
You're all right, you won the point.
That's one all for the week.
You weren't going there, were you, Nat? Just weren't going there. Oh, too close to home, darling. Too close to home.
Why replicate the dynamics of this podcast in any other medium?
Oh, wow. I'm going to have a rethink.
That's 1 point all. I just enjoyed hearing you. I was wondering how long you could do it for before... it would run out of being funny. The answer was twice.
David! Where's my pooing tiara? Hurry!
Sorry, Elton.
That's that one brain of yours needs a good old rattling.
Come back tomorrow to hear
come to David.
What other celebrities we can possibly libel, who knows?
Sir Elton loves you, David.
Thank you.
Apparently he loves Date Fight.
Does he?
Yes, he loves it. He loves
not after today's.
He did, yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye.